If you open up the draft programme for government reached between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party, and you go to page 54, it says that over the next 5 years, the government will put affordability at the heart of the housing system. It will prioritise the increased supply of public, social and affordable homes. It will progress a state-backed affordable home purchase scheme to promote home ownership. It will increase the social housing stock by more than 50,000, with an emphasis on new builds. It'll tackle homelessness. It'll ensure that local authorities are central to delivering housing. It'll work with the private sector to ensure an appropriate mix and type of housing is provided nationally, and it will improve the supply and affordability of rental accommodation and the security of tenure for renters. Eoin Ó'Brien, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson, what's wrong with any of that?
Well, first of all, almost all of those commitments were contained in the 2016 programme for government led by Fine Gael, and many of them have remained undelivered, and that's why they're in this programme. But also, I suppose after 4 years of confidence and supply, where affordable housing, tackling homelessness, increasing social housing provision, addressing the uncertainty in the private rental sector were all to be addressed, there are many of us who fear that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they just don't understand either the depth or the scale of the housing crisis, and they can't be trusted to deliver. So it's all very well saying you want to end homelessness. What should be in this programme for government is much clearer commitments in terms of how you do that. Likewise, for example, it's all very well saying you're going to put housing affordability at the centre of your programme. But what people out there who are desperate to rent or buy at affordable prices need to hear is how many affordable homes to rent or buy will be delivered year on year. And crucially, what price will they be delivered? Because under the current Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael affordable housing schemes that are beginning to emerge across the city of Dublin, they're simply not affordable. The house prices are 310 to 360,000 euros. And the rents are 1,300 plus small one or two bedroom apartments.
What would you like to have seen then? Would you have liked annual targets for how many homes exactly are going to be delivered?
Well, rather than ask what I would like to have seen, what would I have put into this if I had been around the table? What I would have liked to have seen is year on year targets in the thousands for both affordable rental and affordable purchase, but also clear commitments in terms of what the prices of those would be and the eligibility criteria. For over 2 years, a group of officials in the Department of Housing have been working on an affordable housing scheme, but neither Fianna Fáil nor Fine Gael, under confidence and supply, have been able to deliver any such scheme that delivers real affordability. So really, I suppose, and it's in so many other areas of this programme, what we're getting is more of the same. And just because there are more words in this section of this programme than there were in 2016, unfortunately, it's just a kind of a reheating of the failing Rebuilding Ireland Fine Gael housing policy.
I have to put it to you, though, I've got the Sinn Féin manifesto open in front of me. I presume you had a fairly heavy input in drafting the housing section there, and there are no annual targets for how many new house builds are going to be committed to there. So why are you asking for the programme for government?
There absolutely are, and in fact...
It says deliver an average of 20,000 public homes each year to meet social and affordable housing need, but there's no annual targets
that's an
there.
That's an annual target. And we also published for the election, as you know, Gavin, a detailed housing manifesto. So what we would do, and if I had been around the table in the negotiations for the programme for government, the 100,000 target would be there. The average of 20,000 a year would be there. But we would also be telling people year on year how many social, affordable rental, affordable purchase, and crucially what the prices would be. Because, again, Eoin Murphy has spent 4 years telling people he's going to deliver affordable homes. But when he's asked, he tells people that an affordable home is €320,000. That is not affordable. 2 weeks ago, I issued a very detailed draft departmental circular, which I sent to every local authority in the state and approved housing bodies, demonstrating how you could deliver good quality affordable homes in Dublin for €230,000 or less outside of Dublin for a lower price. But crucially, how you could deliver affordable rental in Dublin for €700 to €900 for a standard two-bedroom apartment and outside of Dublin for less. Likewise, so, for example,
how do you do that? How do you deliver a cost rental apartment for somewhere between €700 and €900? How do you do it? When even the private market can't do it, how do you do it?
Well, the reason why the private market can't do it is because they add four additional layers of profit into their development. So it's not just the contractor who gets profit, but it's the individual or organisation that provides the finance, the land and the overall developer themselves. What our model does is reduces everything down to the cost of construction, both the build of the property and the site. It extracts out land values, it extracts out profit. All of that accounts to at least 100,000 of the build cost. But it also
can councils do that without developers? I mean, councils don't have block layers and stuff on staff. They need to engage with developers to actually turn the sod, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely not. And this is one of the confusions in our housing system. We need contractors. We need builders to build houses. And those builders make a 4% to 6% margin on the development. What we do not need is local authorities engaging with developers such as Barkra or Cairns or Hollings, because when you do that, you add multiple layers of profit, land and finance speculation. And for example, as we saw in O'Devney Gardens, that delivers so-called affordable housing where somebody pays $310,000 for the house, but it ultimately pays $360,000 because they have to pay the state's equity. So we want builders, and there are lots of them that are desperate to get in on government contracts. The problem is they can't because too much has been focused on the Land Development Agency, another terrible proposition in this programme for government, and joint initiative between the state and developers. And that's not a way to deliver affordable homes.
You've been critical for a long time about the Land Development Agency, particularly because of this idea that it involves bringing in private developers rather than councils or the public agencies simply building by themselves. A lot of people would wonder what's the problem with that, because if you're going to have public land and which ultimately results in houses owned by members of the public, they can't really see what the grievance is in between.
Well, actually, the vast majority of people and organisations that presented to the five Special Oireachtas Committee hearings on the draft scheme of the LDA bill last year did have problems. But there are three. So the first is that under the current proposals from government, a large portion of the homes delivered on sites that the LDA is involved in will be sold at unaffordable open market price houses. So if you take, for example, the Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum, whether it's 40, 50 or 60% of the homes, we don't know yet, but they will be sold at unaffordable open market prices, 400,000 plus for a two-bedroom apartment.
Why would it be open market price if the state owns the land that it's previously been built on? Because looking for the same profit as another private landholder would be.
And this is the problem. So the first thing is we know that that's going to be the case. The next question is why? And the reason why is because rather than using the model that I've outlined in my detailed circular to the local authorities, they're going to use a private development model, bringing in private developers and private equity investment. And they're going to leverage the value of the land to attract private investment. And those private investors will want their pound of flesh. But it also means the affordable homes won't be affordable either. So Donegal Rath Down, for example, has a piece of public land. It's currently put in a planning application for a scheme of social and affordable homes. But the affordable rental, because of the involvement of the LDA, will be €1,300 a month. If that had been developed as the elected members of that council wanted back in 2017, the rents in the very same apartments would be €700 to €900. So that makes no sense.
So just for those who don't quite understand the difference between the two, what is it about the LDA's involvement that turns a €700 apartment into a €1,300 apartment?
So once you set yourself up as a commercial entity and you bring in private equity finance, that changes the overall development model and that pushes up your costs. So for example, you have to pay extra for finance, you have to pay extra for your profit layers for developers.
So the alternative then in your mind is that if the state just borrows the money on the cheap markets as it can for itself and doesn't have to bring in private finance, then the state could just do it off its own back.
Well, two or three big differences. First, absolutely. So you've got borrowing rates of between 0.7 and 0.3% that are available to the state at the moment. Compare that to the 9% that private developers currently pay. But our model also nets out the land. So particularly for affordable rental, the local authority retains ownership of the land. But also you take out that 10 to 15% developer's margin. I mean, there's been really good surveys and reports done by the Housing Agency and the Chartered Surveyors of Ireland that have shown that more than half of the sale price of a house in the private market is non-construction costs, and many of those are layers of speculative profit and the inflation in land and finance, etc. So a public model, and it doesn't just have to be local authorities, it can be approved housing bodies, it can be community housing trusts, they can all do that. But also crucially, if you set up the Land Development Agency as is proposed as a commercial semi-state. Mm. Its commercial activities will not be subject to FOI, will not be subject to the lobby register, and that means we're going to have all of the same problems in terms of transparency and accountability that we've had with NAMA. That is not a good way to use the scarce resource of public land. So it'll be more expensive, it'll be less transparent. My other big worry is, and again, Dunleer right down is a good example, the involvement of the LDA in Shangana Castle has delayed that development for 2 years. So that no houses would be available on that site, social affordable, until 2022. If government
what's the delay? So the council could have just gone forward with the development itself instead of handing it over to another agency.
Exactly. The original proposal was agreed unanimously by the councillors of Dunleer Rath Down in 2017. If government had stepped in then and provided funding, and at the time Simon Coveney, who's the minister, was saying funding wasn't an issue, those apartments would now be built. People would be living in them. But because Fine Gael, and again, Fine Gael is the main author of the housing policy in this programme for government, contrary to what anybody else is saying, Fine Gael are so wedded to the idea that large private sector developers can do this better, when in fact we can see the evidence from O'Devany Gardens that they can't, that they won't do the most sensible thing, which is fund our local authorities, approved housing bodies and community housing trusts to deliver good quality social affordable homes at prices that people require. And that's before we talk about the failure of this programme to deal with the crisis in the private rental sector, rising rents and lack of supply there as well.
I would have liked to talk about that, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Eoin Ó Briain, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime on The Record.